This Is Your Life, episode 58. Hello and welcome to this episode of This Is Your Life. My name is Michael Hyatt and this is the podcast dedicated to intentional leadership. My goal is to help you live with more passion, work with greater focus, and lead with extraordinary influence. In this episode, I'll be talking about how to create more mental focus. Could you use some? I know I could. What if mental focus, though, was not something you either have or don't have? What if it's something you can create on demand whenever you need it? Well, in this episode, I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. But first, this podcast is brought to you by Platform University, an online membership site for helping you launch your personal platform or take it to the next level. You can find out more at platformuniversity.com. By the way, if you're already a member, be sure and check out the new Backstage Pass, which we posted earlier this week. It's called Know Your Numbers, and in it, I take you backstage into my business and explain how I keep track of the key metrics that drive my organization. And I think you'll find it very helpful and very applicable for what you're trying to do in your business. Again, check us out at platformuniversity.com. Well, I can't imagine living in a more distracting time in human history. Can you? I mean, we've got hundreds of cable channels, millions of websites, the constant pinging of email and instant messages, social media, all of that vying for our attention. You know, it's enough to make anyone ADD. But if you're like me, you still got to get real work done. Well, a few weeks ago, I had to prepare for an upcoming speech, and it was a new topic for me, so I really needed an extended, focused period of time to prepare my notes and to design my slides. And in doing this, I realized that I go through a similar pattern whenever I need to increase my mental focus and get a lot of work done in a short period of time. And as I was talking to one of my daughters about this, she said, "Dad, you're so deliberate about this. I really think you should deconstruct it and share it with your podcast audience." So here we are. Well, here's my premise, and I really stated this at the top of the show, but let me restate it. Mental focus is not something we either have or don't have. I used to think that it was, and I used to think that some days I had it, some days I didn't, and I couldn't do a thing about it. Well, my premise is that it's something you can create on demand when you need it. Sometimes it'll take more effort than others, but once you figure out the recipe, so to speak, you can dial it up whenever you need it. Now, here are the 10 tactics I use to create more mental focus for myself. And let me just say, not all of these will work for you. In fact, you might have some I don't have. And if you do, please leave a comment at michaelhyatt.com/58, as in episode 58, so we can all benefit from your insight. So let's take these one at a time. Tactic number one, block off time on your calendar. You know, I schedule time on my calendar for special projects, literally an appointment with myself. And I followed Jason Fried and David Heinemeier Hansen's recommendation in their great book, which you must read if you haven't, called Rework. And I call these blocks of time, following their lead, the alone zone. So if someone asks if I'm available, I simply reply, "I'm sorry, but I have another commitment at this time." And in my experience, people honor that. I don't need to get more detailed. I don't need to defend that I've got time with myself blocked out. But I just simply say I have another commitment. And it is a commitment, and it's an important commitment, because if I don't get that work done, then somebody's going to suffer, probably me. So just schedule time in the alone zone. That's tactic number one. Tactic number two, isolate yourself in a quiet place. Now, I eliminate all the distractions I can. And while I generally practice an open door policy, I close my door when I have something important to get done. And this signals to my colleagues and everybody else that I'm in project mode, and they know not to interrupt me unless it's an emergency. Now, some people can do this in a Starbucks with a set of headphones on. I can't do that. But if you can do it and that works for you, great. For some people, that becomes a kind of background white noise that allows them to focus. I will say that when I'm working in the Admiral's Club, which I often do when I'm traveling, that can be enormously productive for me. Same thing in an airplane. I get so much done in an airplane. In fact, I once joked to my assistant that I should fly back and forth from Nashville to LA at least once a month just for the productivity I experienced while I was on the plane. And she suggested, well, maybe I should just buy an airline seat and put it in my closet and go in there. But I don't think it would have the same effect. But regardless, isolate yourself in a quiet place. Tactic number three. This is going to seem maybe silly, but it's important for me. Turn the room temperature down. If the room gets too warm, I get sleepy and I lose my edge. And as a result, I intentionally turn the thermostat down to 69 degrees. And after years of testing, I've noticed this is the temperature at which I'm the most productive. Now, Gail likes to keep it warmer than that, but I like it at that temperature because it allows me to be a little bit alert. I'm just slightly uncomfortable, but not too much, but I don't get sleepy and I stay awake. So that's my third tactic, turn the room temperature down. Tactic number four, get comfortable. You know, when I need to get a lot done, I dress comfortably. And for me, that usually means jeans, or now that I'm a solopreneur, shorts and a loose shirt. And even in the office, I kick off my shoes. Even when I was the CEO at Thomas Nelson, I often did that. You know, take off my jacket, kick off my shoes, loosen my tie. I don't want anything constricting my blood flow or distracting me because I want to focus on the task at hand. So that may mean something different for you, but get yourself comfortable so that your surroundings don't become a distraction. Tactic number five, and this one should be obvious, take email and social media software offline. I just did it this morning. I had to work on my podcast prep and I sent a note out to my colleagues and I said, look, I'm going to be offline for the next couple of hours. So what I was really saying is don't even try. You won't get me. I'm not going to respond to you. Don't instant message me anything. And I put my phone on do not disturb. But the problem is if you're constantly checking email and social media, you can fool yourself into thinking you're working. So I do take my email software offline. Now, I don't shut down the program because I may need to send a message, but I don't receive any messages. I also shut down Hootsuite, which is my Twitter client, and Messages, which is my instant message software. And I do leave my browser open because I use it for research. But other than that, I'm offline so I can't get distracted, or so I won't be distracted. Tactic number six, put on music that helps facilitate concentration. You know, certain music really helps me concentrate. When I wrote my first book, I created a playlist of instrumental music that moved me. In fact, I'm using that still to this day with some additions, obviously. But listening to it became a powerful ritual. It was like a trigger that got me into the zone. And it got me there quickly and made me more productive. And it still works for me today. And mostly today, rather than a playlist, I've gotten really hooked on Pandora. And I've got a link in the show notes. It's not an affiliate link, but it's just, you know, it's a great service if you haven't discovered it. And I've got, I don't know what they call it, their professional edition or whatever it is that's ad-free. But man, I put it on some stations that I've created and it gets me in the zone and I get productive. It's like a cue that says to my brain, time to get to work, time to focus. We're doing something serious here. So tactic number six, put on music that helps facilitate concentration. Tactic number seven, have something on hand to drink. That may seem a little silly too, but various studies have shown that caffeine can have a positive effect on your mental focus, providing you consume it in moderation. I drink just two cups in the morning, but get this, during the day, hydration will improve your brain functioning, and I don't think that's really caffeine. I think for most people, that's going to be something else. For me, it's water, and I also drink freshly squeezed juice. We've got this brand new juice bar in Nashville called Juice Nashville. You probably have one where you live, but it's amazing. I mean, they make these fresh, super tasty juices, and I drink a couple of these a day, and it just gives me nutrition, it gives me really clean nutrition, and it gets me hydrated, and I drink a lot of water as well. But have something on hand to drink. Number eight, avoid high glycemic carbohydrates. Now, that may sound real technical. It's not. But nothing will make you sleepy faster than foods containing white flour and sugar. And breads are the absolute worst. That's why you got to be really careful at lunch, because if you eat bread or have pasta, this stuff gets converted to sugar fast. It spikes your blood sugar, and then you start losing your focus and you get sleepy. Just test it if you don't believe me. But low glycemic carbs, darker vegetables, for example, are fine because the sugars are released slowly. They don't spike your blood sugar and you won't get sleepy as a result of consuming them. So be smart about what you take into your body. These are the chemicals that fuel your brain, and you've got to be intelligent and intentional about what you take in. Tactic number 9, set mini goals. I try to focus on one project until I'm done. If it's a big project, I break it into smaller goals, and this usually means something I can finish in 3 hours or less, preferably 1 hour, and I personally get a rush from accomplishing a task and checking it off my to-do list. Now, it's probably no surprise to you, and I've probably said it before on the podcast, but my number one strength is achiever, and for us, we like to check off boxes, and so I try to work with that strength and not against it, and I break everything down into a task that I can complete, preferably in 1 hour. Tactic number 10, set a timer and take predetermined breaks. I don't know about you, but I'm competitive by nature. And if I set a timer on my iPhone and determine in advance how much time I will spend on a task, I go for it. I work hard to beat the clock. And not everyone is like this, but it works great for me. Now, I use the Pomodoro technique, which along with a little iPhone app called Focus Time. And it basically allows me to work and stay focused. And for me, I go in 55-minute increments. Some people do 25 minutes. The app actually lets you choose the amount of increments and then take a 5-minute break. The cool thing about Focus Time as an app is it allows you to choose the work increments and the break increments. And you can actually do it where you work like through 3 Pomodoros and then you take a longer break. So it's very cool, very configurable. It's simple. I don't remember how much it is, but it's pretty cheap, maybe $5. But give me a break. I mean, if you're talking about getting more productive and more mental focus, I mean, that's a small price to pay for it. So hopefully that'll help you. But here, let me just say this in conclusion. In a world of distraction and competing demands, mental focus is a scarce commodity. In fact, I would suggest it's your single most important productivity tool. It's not the tools you use. It's not the software. It's not the gadget. It's the focus you bring to your work that's the real difference maker. And if you want more of it, you're going to have to be more intentional about getting it. And I hope this has been helpful. I'll be back in a minute with our listener Q&A segment. Welcome back. We had a number of great questions this week, as usual. And it's always a challenge to try to sort through those and filter them. But this week, I picked 5. And the first one comes from Alex.
Hi, Michael. My name is Alex Barker, and I blog at alexbarker.org. And my website's all about how to master life arenas at a young age. So I'm really glad that you're talking about focus, because my question for you is, how do you jumpstart your focus after a long day of work? Say you've got a project in the evening that you need to do. I'm a pharmacist, and so I see patients all day long, and I've got tons of things to do. When I come home, I hang out with my wife, and I play with my daughter, and by the time it's 9 p.m., many times I just feel like reading comic books or listening to Bohemian Rhapsody or just watching TV. So if I start working at 9, what happens is I'll work on something for like 15 minutes and then I'll take a break for 20 minutes. And I know it's super ineffective and it's killing my dreams. So your experience and wisdom would be so greatly appreciated. Thanks, Michael, and I love all that you do.
Alex, this is a great question and certainly one that I've faced in the past as well, because like you, I had a very demanding job. I came home, I had 5 small children, and the demands of work and family and church and community and all of that, you know, I was out of gas in the evenings. So for me, at least, evening wasn't my best time to get focused on a project. I know some people can. And I think if you can, great. If you can come up with some strategy that enables you to kind of reignite or reboot your system late at night, awesome. But you might just think about changing strategies entirely. It might be better for you to go to bed at the end of a long day and get up an hour earlier and devote that time to these special projects. That's what I did. That's how I wrote my first book. That's how I began to build my platform. But that enabled me to give it my best time and my clear mental focus. So hopefully that's helpful to you. The next question comes from Joseph.
Hello, Michael. My name is Joseph Consford, and I am calling you from Ghana, West Africa, where I blog at missionaryonfire.com. I have a question about how to avoid the trap of rabbit trails. That seems to be my number one problem with my mental focus, is getting sidetracked by rabbit trails of my own thought. How can you avoid it? What are the steps you would take? Thank you very much.
Ooh, great question. So important. I think a couple of things when I hear your question, Joseph. One is, you've got to have a trusted collection system where you can dump those ideas that you have, put them into a trusted system where they're not going to get lost, and you know you can come back and get them later. And for me, it depends on what the system is, or depends on what the thought is I have. If it's a to-do item, I put it on my task manager, which is Nozbe, N-O-Z-B-E. I'll have a link in the show notes. If it's just something I want to remember, then I put it into Evernote, which is my digital brain. And again, I'll have a link in the show notes. But you've got to get it out of your head so that it's not draining what David Allen calls your psychic energy. And his book, by the way, Getting Things Done, is a must read for anybody who faces what you're facing, because you've got to have a trusted system to put stuff in. I think the other thing is just conditioning yourself to be focused, to not chase those rabbit trails. And the more you give into them, the more likely it'll be that you fall into them. But the more you can resist them, and I like it the way that Andy Andrews defines discipline, can you make yourself do something you don't necessarily want to do to get a result you want to get? So if you can connect it to a bigger result, something that's really important, it's much easier to say no to those rabbit trails that threaten to take you off track. The next question comes from Paul.
Hi, Michael. It's Paul Hunt. I don't have a blog or a website at the moment, but I do have a question for next week's podcast. How do I keep my mental focus when, no matter what I'm working on, I'd really rather be working on something else? Thanks. Hope you have a good day.
Paul, the answer to the question is similar to what I said to Joseph, and that is, I think you've got to develop discipline. But let me develop a little bit more. You know, discipline, I mean, all of us have things that we've got to do that we'd rather not do. I mean, I don't care what it is. There's just a certain amount of overhead in your life. Even if you're living the life, living your dream, and I really feel like I'm privileged to be living my dream at this point in my life, but there's stuff that I got to do, you know, pay the bills, stuff I have to work through that I'd rather not do. And I mean, this is just kind of being an adult, you know, and like Andy Andrews said, can you make yourself do something you don't necessarily want to do to get a result you really want to get? But I think that second part of that's really key. How can you connect the project at hand to a bigger goal that's more meaningful? For example, I don't really like to work through my finances and bills, but I do like being financially free, and I like the sense of freedom that I have and the sense of contentment I have and the sense of security I have knowing that all that's handled and taken care of. So if I can connect it to a larger goal, and if you can connect it to a larger goal, it will invest the task with meaning and give it real purpose. So then in those situations, you can generally power through it. The next question comes from Sharad.
My name is Sharad Varma. I'm calling from India. My blog is isharad.com. Hey, Mike. It's really a great blog, very inspirational. My question is, how do you focus your attention when you are multitasking and have to deal with multiple tasks at the same time? Thank you very much.
Well, I would start by confronting the whole multifocus idea head on, because I do think it's a myth. I think science has proven over and over again that it's impossible for us to multitask. We can time slice, which is very different, which is we can give our focus to this thing and then shift it to something else and shift it to something else. But you really can't do more than one thing at a time. Now, if you've trained your body and it's in the muscle memory, you can. You know, you can run and chew gum at the same time, but that's a muscle memory issue. It's not a mental focus issue. And if two things require mental focus, you can really only focus on one at a time. So be clear in your own thinking. Now, that opens up all kinds of possibilities, because when somebody expects or asks you to multitask, you can simply tell them that that's not possible, and you're happy to sequence. What's the priority for the task that they want you to do? Is it more important than the thing that they asked you to do 5 minutes ago or 2 days ago? But really stay focused on getting one task done at a time. And here's the problem with attempting to multitask, or really time slicing, is that the startup time is so great. You know, we've all had this experience. You're working on something on your computer. You're really focused. You're really into it. You get interrupted. And it takes you several minutes to get back into it, to reach the state you were at when you got interrupted. So the interruptions really hurt. The singular focus on a task till it's done really helps. And so I think you've got to construct your environment. Maybe necessary for you to have a conversation with your coworkers or with your boss, and to put it in a way that they will understand, to say, look, the way that I could be of most benefit to the team or the most benefit to this company is if I'm really focused on one thing at a time, and I'm happy to do the task you're asking me to do. It's just that I've got to focus on one thing at a time. And if you'd prefer that I do that one ahead of this one, I'll do that, particularly if your boss is asking you. But I really can't do both of these at the same time. The last question comes from Timothy.
Hi, my name is Timothy Moser, and I just started my blog on personal productivity at aceproductivity.com. My question is about focus in reading. I find that my speed and comprehension are quite high, but only when I have absolutely 100% focus. If there are any distractions, even nothing more than soft instrumental music, I'm slowed back down to a speaking speed. Do you have any tips for enhancing focus while trying to read efficiently? Thanks, I love the podcast, and I'm greatly looking forward to this next episode.
Timothy, I have several ideas. One is, you might want to try audiobooks. The thing I like about audiobooks is they're going in my ear, and I really can't hear anything else when I'm listening to the book. So I do this when I'm running, and it's a great way for me to kill two birds with one stone, because I get to exercise my body while I'm exercising my mind. Another thing you can do is get a great set of headphones, and I, you know, highly recommend the Bose headphones. That's what I use. But they're noise reduction headphones, so they do reduce. They don't totally eliminate, but they reduce the outside noise. And you might want to think about putting on, you know, either soft instrumental music. You said you were distracted by some music, and I don't know if that would fit the bill or not. Another thing is you could put on some white noise. I have like an endless loop of white noise that I downloaded from iTunes, and I just put that on and let that run. And I've got another one that's just the surf. So I do this in my morning routine, my morning ritual. First thing when I get up, I spend 15 minutes in total quiet with just this loop running of the surf. And that for me blocks out every other distraction. And no matter where I am, if I'm on an airplane early in the morning, like I sometimes am, or I'm in a hotel room, or I'm in a busy street, it doesn't matter where I am. But if I've got the Bose headphones with the appropriate amount of, I hate to say noise, but sound in the background, that enables me to focus. So you might just get creative with the strategy there, because you're probably not going to be in a situation all the time or be able to get to a situation where you can totally eliminate all the distractions. I mean, even as I'm recording this podcast, and you probably can't hear it on the mic, you know, there's a siren going off in the distance. There's a lot of distracting things. We live in a busy world, and unless you're going to become a hermit, you're going to have to deal with that. So find the strategies that work for you. Not everything that works for me will work for you, but find the ones that work for you. Well, if you've got a question about anything I've shared or just want to leave a comment about this episode, you can do so under the show notes for this episode. And you can find that on my blog at michaelhyatt.com/58 is in episode 58. I'll be back in just a minute with some announcements and a final action step for you to take in creating your own mental focus. Alrighty, well, I have a few quick announcements and then a final tip as you work to create more mental focus. Number one, if you're considering launching your platform or you're just getting serious about it, you've got to start with a self-hosted WordPress blog. This is not as complicated as it sounds. In fact, I put together a step-by-step screencast on exactly how to do it. You don't need any technical knowledge. I walk you through the entire process in exactly 20 minutes. And the screencast is absolutely free. And you can download it at michaelhyatt.com/WordPress setup. Number two, the launch conference, which I mentioned to you last week, is filling up fast. And in case you don't know, the launch conference is the conference for professional speakers or those who want to be. And it's all about the business of public speaking. Specifically, we teach you a powerful 4-part framework that enables you to discover your assets, design your products, develop your market, and then determine your value. What are you worth in the marketplace? And this is the conference that launched me into my own professional speaking career, and we'll be holding the conference on September 16 through 19 in beautiful Vail, Colorado. This is one conference that will pay for itself, I promise you, almost immediately. I paid for mine in the first month after I attended. You can find out more at launchconference.tv. Finally, my next podcast will be on what I learned about leadership from a fight with my wife. Uh-oh, now I'm opening a can of worms. Well, seriously, Gail and I do fight occasionally, and I have learned a lot from her that applies to any conflict you're trying to resolve. And specifically, I want to share 5 lessons I jotted down from my most recent experience. If you've got a question about this topic, please leave me a voicemail message at michaelhyatt.com/podcast question. This is a terrific way to cross-promote your blog or website because I'll link to it, just like I did with the callers in this episode. Well, that's about it for this episode of This Is Your Life. One final call to action. If you want to create more mental focus, do this. Determine your own recipe for creating mental focus. Yours is going to be different than mine, but on a sheet of paper, list the tactics you want to try to increase your mental focus, and then experiment. You can get better over time. You can increase your mental focus, and you can become more productive. If you've enjoyed this podcast, let me encourage you to show the love by going to michaelhyatt.com/love and tweeting a link to the show. I'd be so grateful. Again, that's michaelhyatt.com/love. And if you'd like to comment on this episode, please go to michaelhyatt.com. Go to the show notes for this episode and scroll down to the comments section. I'd love to hear from you, whether it's a comment, a question, whatever. Well, until next time, remember, your life is a gift. Now go make it count. This is your